Hello.
Yes, this is Christina returning your call from customer service. May I
Yeah,
please have your zip code to look up your account, please?
37721.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, your first and last name, please.
Tammy Hodges.
You said 37721, correct?
Yes.
Can you spell your last name?
Hodges, Hodges. I have an order ID number if that will help.
I got you right here. Can you verify your address for me, please?
8289 Coppock Road, Corrington, Tennessee, 37721.
Okay, thank you. One second, my system's being slow. Okay. It looks like it's for the KitchenAid blender, the $7.95.
You're right. It's supposed to be a KitchenAid stand mixer.
Yes, ma'am. What can I help you with today?
Well, I've never received it.
Okay. Let's see. Give me one second. Did it say how long it would take to get there?
It did not.
I'm looking for a tracking number. Give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, was it for a contest entry ticket to win the blender, or did it say you won the blender?
Hold on a second. It's a promotion from Amazon where they had leftover KitchenAids, and they were selling them for $1.95. Says click below and claim your KitchenAid, and I did, and I claimed it for.
Okay. One second. Hold on, just one second. I'm gonna call my supervisor and see if we can get a tracking number. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I just spoke with my supervisor, and she said that that was actually a contest or a sweepstakes entry, and it was you were entering in a chance to win a free KitchenAid blender, a chance to win a KitchenAid blender. It didn't mean that you actually had won it. That was just
wow, that's not what it says. So how can I get my money back? Because that is not what it says. Screen printed everything, and it said, it says click below to claim your KitchenAid for $1.95.
Right. And
it doesn't say click below to enter for $1.95. It says
right.
Click below to claim your KitchenAid. So how do I get my money back?
But that just means that you're going to enter to win.
Yeah, but that's not what it says.
Understand, but did you read the
if it said click below to enter to get a KitchenAid for $1.95, you know, I would have thought, okay, you know, but that's not what it says.
Right, I understand.
So I need to know, who do I contact to get my money back?
I'm not sure. I mean, in the terms and conditions, it did say that it was a contest entry.
The terms and conditions do not say that. The terms and conditions say click below and claim your KitchenAid for $1.95.
Right. I mean, where you had to put your credit card number in.
I had to put my credit card in for $1.95, and then they charged me $7.95. And I thought, well, that's not right because it said $1.95. So if I was entering something for $1.95, why did they charge me $7.95? And although that's not what it said. It said, click to claim your KitchenAid for $1.95. And then they charged me $7.95. And I wasn't even going to bitch about that, but, you know, I...
Yeah. Well, that was a contest entry. Like I said, it may have seemed like it was, but...
Who do I call to... Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Who do I call to get my money back?
This is the customer service line.
Okay, so who do I call to get my money back?
There is no other number, but like I said, it was a contest entry. It's for like thousands of people, and then they pick one winner.
That's not what it said. So, y'all are false advertisement. So I'll just contact someone about false advertisement.